Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Jack Mitchell being back on the show. Jack's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, almost 10 years. He is the son of the founder of Mitchell's Clothing, and which is now called Mitchell Richards, and which has now become a nationally distributed organization, and third, maybe even fourth generation now. He's the author of the widely acclaimed book, Hug Your Customers, which I'm glad to tell you that I was telling you about before it was a book, and also Hug Your People, and he's one of the world's great entrepreneurs. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be back. Thank you for your kind words.
It's always a pleasure. I think when I think about, there are a couple of family businesses that I know that when I think of family business done right, I think of yours and the other company, and it's a small company too,
we think small, Jim. I mean, I think that's one of the family business things that we have done. In fact, when you were doing your intro, one of the new branding things we have, because it really really reflects who we are. We're beginning to brand in a quiet way, but in a meaningful way, the Mitchell family of stores,
mm-hmm.
which connects. Now we have 5 stores, as you know. We have one in Long Island, it's called Marsh's, and then 2 in California, San Francisco and Palo Alto, Wilkes Bashford. But we love to keep the original family part of it, because these are family businesses also in our great country, and the backbone, as we all know, of our country are our family businesses, or sometimes they become big businesses like Walmart, but they still are somehow controlled by families. But we love that we cherish our independence, and we cherish working as a family together, and our non-family executives, candidly, as you know, because you've been in our stores, feel that they are a part of our extended family and therefore family.
Well, that's the beauty of small business. And even though clearly you guys are still a small business, but you are growing, but that's the beauty of this. And it's all about the relationship, which is what hug your customers, hug your people, that metaphor. It's all about, everything is about the relationship, isn't it?
It's all about, and it's about the personal relationships. I always like to put the P before the C, the personal customer relationships. And then, as we both know, and most of your audience knows, your listeners know, those personal customer relationships, you become friends. I mean, it sounds so corny, but it's so true. And we do this in we've raised the bar in our business, as you know, through technology. I like to say now it's the personalizing the customer relationships with a data-driven back room. I mean, mm-hmm. We do use and need technology. When you become, as you grow, you can't remember. You can remember 250 people's names, as you and I like the kid, but you can't remember them all.
It doesn't create or maintain the relationship. It just helps you manage that information.
Exactly.
About the relationship.
Exactly. I mean, it gives the manager, so to speak. I mean, we're approaching the World Series, the football season starting. I mean, gives the coach or the manager the ability to know who's hit against who, how many times,
right,
when to pinch hit, when to bunt, when not to bunt, when to bring a relief pitcher. And you have that, you have all that data, but then you need to give the pat in the back and everybody cheers and high fives when they get the hit and still, or reinforce them when they struck
but
out.
But as you have brought on the technology to help you grow, to give you the leveraging platform to help you scale, you guys have still, and folks, and I know, and small business owners, I know you're doing this too, but don't take your eye off this ball. You guys are all still doing what John Nesbitt said 30 years ago: the more high tech you have, the more high tech the more high touch people will want.
Absolutely. Positively, what you do is, and I'm using a new phrase, Jim, that I'd love to test out on you and your team and your listeners. You know, it's one hug for good measure. One for good measure. I mean, my mom, mm-hmm. I sort of remembered this, you know, I'm not a kid, I'm a grandfather, as you well know. And I,
you're just
I remember
a baby, Jack.
My mom. What?
I said, you're just a baby.
Well, I still feel very young. Anyway, yeah. And so I work out. And when I first got out with my trainer, probably 10 years ago, and getting in shape because of a bad back, if he'd say, give me 10, I would always say 10, and then I'd go one for good measure. And all of a sudden, it came down that, wow, you know, that's what mom always instilled in me. And I did that in school. I did that on the football field. I did that in business. I always went one extra, you know, and one for good measure. And then all of a sudden, as you know, and if your readers know, I mean, your listeners know, if you read my books, because there's a picture of me, and I always wear my tape measure on the selling floor. That's sort of been a symbol for me. And all of a sudden, somebody came up to me about a year ago and said, what are you doing, measuring me up? You know, so I realized that like the quote you just read or came off your lips was, you know, so I'm measuring. We're touching people, measuring mm-hmm. them literally, but then we're measuring ourselves and the business and everything that we do. So that synergy that you mentioned of high touch and high tech is clearly about my tape around my neck.
Well, the thing about it, Jack, is I like your idea of giving a little bit more, and I'll tell you, if you want to hug your customers, do that. Do something they didn't expect. Do something
more than what
you said you would do, and don't, and if you can, you know, do it. And if it's on, if you do it and they didn't ask for it, then you pay for it. But I'm telling you, if you want to get customers. If you want to have customers, you can't run off. Do a little bit more than they thought you were going to do, and then you told them they're going to do. Because I'll tell you what, they got plenty of people they're doing business with who are doing a little bit less than they thought they were going to get.
Exactly.
And that means you get a quantum leap differentiation between from you and those other people. Hey, Jack, give us your website, please.
Mitchell Stores. .com is our stores, and my other one, which is the hugging one, is hugyourcustomers.com.
All right, so check it out. That's the title of the first book. The second one is Hug Your People, and I'm sure there's a third one coming out called Hug the World any day now. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jack and I are going to talk about you and me, folks. You and me and Jack, the three of us, taking back the marketplace. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.